Hello and welcome to episode 12 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles, and joining us today we have...
I'm Josh, and I'm playing the Dragonborn Sorcerer, the Breathtaking Balthazar.
My name is Tristan, I'm playing as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm RC, and I'm playing Saddle the Rogue.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine, and it's going to take place within a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious were introduced to Sato's psycho old sensei, Seiko. Pleasure also took some more jabs at Ariel and promised more stories if the party comes back to visit.
God damn it.
The party heard an explosion and came upon a small shop and inn that had exploded, with news of a gnome trapped inside. Fen ran inside to the rescue of Tazva, and Sato got a threatening note from Seiko, saying none of his friends were safe. Vidi then finally went to the volcano and were discovered by Mafnar, the fire giant. After the breathtaking Balthazar spent some time exfoliating Mafnar's pores, a deal was struck. Mafnar's phoenix is rescued in exchange for the location of the people crashing at Mafnar's pad. And that was right where we were. You were asking for information of where the phoenixes are.
They've taken them to an inn, somewhere inside that little village. And I'm not sure where.
Who is the clan we're talking about?
They call themselves something stupid. Eyes of the Dragon or some such shit.
Ho ho! We hate those motherfuckers. Let's go fuck them up. Come on, gang!
They stole my boner!
If you bring back my phoenixes, then I will let you know where their leader is staying right now.
Ooh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what they're up to. And if you don't get them back to me before sunset today, I'll make the volcano explode.
Quick question. How do you contain a phoenix? Like, do they already have them in some sort of, like, orb? Or chrysalis.
Cage, if you will.
Fine. We're in a fantasy world, okay?
They know where home is. They'll come back.
Oh, so you just release them and they'll come back on their own.
Aye.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Oh, that's way easier.
Yeah, I didn't want to like get
That pecked. Makes my life easy.
I didn't want to get pecked.
You might still get pecked.
Well.
They do hate
They like everybody. The taste of Dragonborn.
Well, we have another one. I'll give them that one.
Yeah, try getting through the armor.
They have eyes.
They have very sharp, hot beaks.
I'm sorry. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
They have sharp, hot beaks.
Moving on.
Do you know the name of the inn?
I don't know why that's even that funny. It's so stupid.
That inn, I don't know the name of.
Do you? Okay.
You're a lot of help.
I know which one it is.
Okay. Right cut yard.
It's the three story with the red roof.
The three story inn with a red roof?
Okay, so Ariel knows that place.
So the red roof inn.
Oh, man.
Okay, so if you could kindly remove the hot magma from the cave, we could be on our way and fuck shit up.
Hey, it's not a problem.
Let's go burn down the red roof inn.
So he goes over and there's this giant lever that he just pulls down.
Oh my god.
And a little bit later, the lava like finally works its way off of the path for the obsidian and you can make your way back.
I'm like, oh, I thought it was magic. Never mind.
Let's fucking go.
Same TBH. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Who is a brothel?
Let's go back to town.
All right. So back downtown. To Yogan.
Sir Wipe!
Do we see, well hold on. Do we see our bone down buddies?
Your bone down buddies?
Yeah.
On the way back out, the blanket is no longer there, and neither are they.
I would have loved it if she was like, I'm almost there. You're like, hey, how are you? She's like, fuck! Just like, interrupt. Coitus.
Oh, wait. On our way
he finally
back to the
found
entrance
it.
Of
Come
the
on,
cave. On our way back to the entrance of the cave, can we like search for as many phoenix feathers as we possibly could?
I'm not doing shit. I'm walking
I'm,
out.
No, I'm not.
Like,
I'm
if the giant out. Says anything, we can be, I can be all like, I'm checking the tracks.
Sure, you can try whatever you would
I'm
like.
Walking
to
out. Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Have fun.
Goodbye.
You got three, you greedy dick.
But the boom.
Go ahead.
But the boom.
But the boom boom.
Baby, get his boom boom. Go ahead.
Go ahead, do it.
Go on, get
do
your
it.
Boom boom.
Get it.
Do it.
Do it. Do
Since
it.
You're the only one Roll. That would oh, die from this, I want you to do it.
Do it.
It's a nat 20.
Alright.
Fucking did it.
Boom, boom, boom.
I look, we're all just like, nah, fuck this. He's like, nah, I got this.
Wait, is that like, I have to add something else, right?
I mean,
it's a nat 20. That's an automatic.
You blast
like,
it.
Yeah.
Okay. So either way.
He'll tell you
well, something. I'd still like to know your final number.
What's I have to add it with?
Plus yeah, what two. Is it for? 22.
Oh, 22 then. Oh, really?
A 22? It's Wait. Investigation if you're searching.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
stuff
it's a 22.
Like
yeah, yeah.
So 22. Okay, so you find 11 more feathers.
Yes! Shit. Okay.
Damn, dude.
Maybe there is a god. Maybe you're right, Finn.
Well, I am right, but that's fine.
And I keep walking.
Just maybe.
So.
But that's none of my business.
Okay, I'm the main asshole. For now.
All right, we're going back. Back to the, peppers. Peppers.
We can worry about that.
Let's
later.
Worry about that later.
Okay.
We have to come back.
But aren't they up where we are right
we
now?
We have to come
They're
back
somewhere
in
his...
In general area, but I don't think he's going to let us pass.
In Kay. His tunnels and chambers.
Oh.
That's right, in his tunnels and chambers.
Deep inside of his hot tunnel.
The eye contact we just had there was incredible.
Damn it, Josh.
So, I love being across from you.
Not a good thing.
Roll... Someone in the party roll an investigation check to try and identify the inn with the red roof.
Once more, Ariel?
Yeah, right?
Okay. It's a 19.
Fuck
21.
Yes.
Okay.
He's doing investigating for the rest of the session.
Yeah,
don't you dare jinx me.
So this one was built since the last time you were in town, but it's not hard to find since it is the only three-story inn with a red roof on it. So moving over there... The outside of it, it's actually pretty busy. There's like a really nice restaurant operating out of the bottom level, and you can see that there's like a check-in desk further in that you guys can make it to.
Okay, so we go in, and...
We go into the inn. Okay.
We go into the inn.
All right. Walking up to the front desk, as you guys get up to it, then you hear the voice of the girl just like, "Oh God, they're here too?" Come on, you said we would get a room and it'd be fine, and they're back. And it's the
hey,
couple
I know
who's
you.
On the hill.
God damn it.
Oh my god, that's
hey.
Incredible.
It's the girl with the boobs.
She turns bright red again. It's just like, all right, this isn't happening. I'm leaving.
Bro,
I'm
did
leaving.
You finish it up? Did you finish it up?
She turns, and he just looks at you like, no, I didn't get the chance yet. Thanks.
Jesus,
thanks.
Dude, what is wrong with you? I would have finished that 8 times ago.
8 times ago.
But wait, who would be doing the fucking?
The first 7 are for me.
You didn't answer the question.
Like which one of the couple and me? either one, really.
Like,
I mean,
Josh, be careful, Darian almost threw water everywhere.
Like which other person and BTB? Is that your question?
Like,
so the answer
like,
is either or both.
Fisting it or punching that shit, or I don't know if
Either
Enlighten
way.
Me.
Either way, I can get my rocks off as easily or as difficult as I want.
Does she like blow you like a harmonica?
You either. Just adjust my tail to make different tones.
Oh my god.
But yeah, the answer is I would have fucked either of them or both of them.
The answer is yes, regardless.
Yeah. And they don't get to touch me, I'll finish myself.
Okay.
Nobody knows you better than you.
So at this point, they're like gone already. So that couple has left.
Oh my god, that's
so wait, so they everyone else in the inn hears this fuck oh god.
Were they wearing yes. clothes?
Yeah, they were wearing clothes.
Wearing
I'm gonna
clothes?
Hand Sato a card and be like, hey dude, slip this guy dude's back pocket. I'll go chase after him and slide a hand into his back pocket.
Roll slide a hand.
This one.
Yes!
Oh, Jesus,
that's gonna be a 27.
27. Okay.
19.
Jesus. All right. He's so you slip it in the back pocket. He doesn't even notice.
And then I'm out going
right back when he sees that. Like, it's all crisp. It's not the one he crawled.
And I'm going right back and I'm like, mission accomplished.
You're good for something.
The innkeeper's looking a little bit upset, like, yeah, can I help you?
We're over here like, doing little antics. Running away customers.
Yeah, it's like, you just ran away a customer. Can I help you?
All right, but you're making four. That's a what is it? Addition of two.
Come on, Josh. I can just only imagine that poor lady's face of like me mentioning blowing you like a harmonica.
We were looking.
what the fuck?
For some people, right, guys? Some people.
We just needed a room.
We are looking
friends of ours.
You have a conference room that we could use.
Probably in the basement.
I'm talking about like we purchase a room. We have access to the conference room for let's say 2 hours.
I mean, that really depends on which room you get.
Well, whatever room, like infinite money, it's fine. I look at you.
Yes, we have a conference room.
Wi-Fi password? We'll get it later. Pay the lady.
Well, how many rooms are we getting? Just
the fuck up. Just get a room. I don't know.
He is looking at you like, you say pay the lady. He's like,
it's a man. Is he at least effeminate? Because otherwise I wouldn't have made
No, because the voice is like gruff and everything
okay,
too. Come on.
I would have said pay the man.
I thought it was a girl too. Yeah.
Man, fucking sexist. Front desk agent. Gotta be a girl, huh?
I swore you said she a second ago. That's why.
Me too. I thought I heard a she.
It wasn't my own assumption.
The she was the girl that had been up
right,
there
okay,
with the other
I mixed
dude.
It up then.
Don't I feel like a dumbass?
Yeah, so this...
Everyone do you?
I was going to say something was going to get cut. Never mind.
Okay.
So we walk over to this pussy-ass front desk boy that can't get a job. Anyway. Just kidding. It's a very respectable position. Get access to all the keys. Right, Charlie?
I was never front desk, so.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh, you're top shit on Bellboy Mountain.
Yeah, sure. Put it that way.
Anyway.
Ignore my friends. We just need a few rooms. What do I owe you?
First of all, this guy looks livid after all this conversation. 50 gold.
Sure. I put 50 gold on the table.
He takes 5, he puts it in the till, then puts the 45 in his own pouch.
Cool. I hand him a card. I like your style.
He looks at the card. He picks it up. He crumples it and puts it back down on the table.
I blow it toward him. That's for you. And then I just start walking like wherever the fuck we're going. Like I assume somebody's going to come direct me.
Keys. Yeah, he gives a key and
cool.
It takes you guys up to the third floor. It's room 306.
Cool.
Fancy, fancy.
So
at the top of the stairs, I am winded.
You had to climb 2 entire flights.
They should invent a ding, little elevator opens. Fuck!
We paid this gnomish tinkerer, installed it last week.
Aww. Ah, my God.
That's my girl.
Okay, so let's start investigating and shit.
Shut up, we're in the hallway.
So did he walk away? Did he walk away?
He was at the front desk.
Yeah.
He never moved.
I thought he went up, like, directed us.
He told us where to go.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant, like, actually. Okay, cool. So what kind of, like, noises do phoenixes make, generally, Ariel? Do you know?
Make it.
Flappy bird noises?
What kind of noises do they make, Tristan?
This is going to be canon.
Make it good. Make it good. What do the caw-caw birds make? Caw-caw animals.
Caw-caw animals.
Caw-caw animals is what I was trying to think of. I was like, what the fuck did I call them that one time?
Give me some onomatopoeia! Nice!
Yes!
Nice!
That's amazing!
Perfect. So, whenever we're dealing with phoenixes, just cut that clip in.
Oh, God.
The look I am getting from my audio engineer is daggers.
That's hilarious. All right.
Just think Skyraptors.
So, don't actually expect the noise, guys.
Sounded like it hurt.
There's no way that didn't hurt.
For you viewers, Tristan just bashed his head off the table.
No. All right. Anyway.
But that's none of my business.
Just... Okay.
You good?
Yep. All
right. So that noise.
Yes. So that's what a phoenix sounds like.
Sure. Why not?
The more you know.
The more you know.
Okay.
I kind of want to get a look at our digs.
Look at your digs.
I'm kind of in the same boat, so.
All right. So opening it up, this is actually a really beautiful like room up here.
Hey, boys, look at these digs.
It has a big, giant, king-size bed. It's got a another side room that has like a couch, and it has a table with the heating pot underneath it, so you can like heat tea.
Dibs on bed.
And I mean, it's really nice digs. It'd be a good place to crash for the festival.
Dibs on bed.
I call the couch.
Go for it.
Sada. Get up. Mutual dibs.
I usually just grab a corner. I'm fine.
Corner of the bed?
Fine.
Yeah. Somebody getting snuggled tonight.
I love how you hitting on people doesn't, like, it doesn't keep you from hitting on the party either. It's like, okay. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Been together long enough.
Okay.
So are you guys going to just, like, chill in the room now?
Well,
like,
no, now we can go do our thing.
Yeah.
I guess conference room, and then I say the basement. It's probably where all that shit is. Boy.
I agree.
Boy.
Boy.
Boy. Yeah,
look over at the clock on. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
My longest yeah boy ever. Yeah, I don't even know where to begin to look.
How many rooms are on this top level?
On the top level, there are 6 rooms.
We're like at the end of the hallway, I guess.
Yeah.
Neat.
Just start knocking on doors like, hey, what's your name?
Hello?
Hello?
I mean, what's the plan here?
That's why I tried to ask what kind of noises they made so we could try to look
in the basement, because that's obviously the best place to hide anything in a large building.
Okay.
Do we even know that it has a basement?
Everything has a basement.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a point. Texas. As soon as you go there. Back outside, you notice a robed dwarf starting to make it to the top of the stairs and turns and saunters and goes, "Oh, Balthazar!
God damn it.
Found the best inn in town, did you?
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Nice.
How's your chili coming along? Hmm?
Oh shit, it's gonna be fantastic as usual.
Oh, is it?
Who's making yours? Terry,
me.
I assume.
Me, of course.
Oh, that's gonna taste like shit.
Do you not remember that soups, that type of thing? I knew how to make those really well back when we traveled together.
I know how to make soup. You're this fucking idiot. Prestidigitation his face and clean it. You're disgusting. I'm into cleaning faces now.
So first it was being bashed into walls, now it's cleaning faces.
Well, I don't want this person to bash me into a wall. Fuck this dude. Have some integrity. Shoo, I have important things I'm doing. It's not even chili related. You wouldn't understand. I got more important things to do than fucking boil meat, dumbass.
All right, well, I guess that stage is as good as mine. So he saunters past you and takes the key on the room on the end of the hall and opens it up, and you can see that it has this giant window that overlooks the entire city. Way better than your room. And then he closes it behind
you. Makes it easy to know which one it is from outside.
Yeah.
Fuck a fucking dirt clod at it.
All right, so...
Indeed.
Well, that one's
you guys are
going to
go search
probably,
the basement?
Right?
Search for the basement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Make an investigation check.
Also, can
all
I stealth too?
Or who?
Yeah, you can, Sato.
I'll roll for both then.
Are we all investigating?
I did first.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Ariel's not doing shit. That's a nat 20.
Awesome.
Nat 20 for Fen.
Yep.
17.
17 for BTB.
It's going to be a 16 for my investigation and a...
38.
Yeah.
26 on my stealth.
Yeah.
Okay. And Ariel?
It's
a natural one.
It's a 3.
It's a natural one?
It's a 3.
It's a 3?
It's a 3.
I'm okay. Paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay. Ariel's down there and Ariel's just thinking like, man, what am I going to do tonight? Like, should I go talk to Uncomma or go try and strike things up with Pleasure?
Shit.
So many options.
Who do I feel like being an asshole tonight?
Who can I fuck up tonight?
Hey, look, a door. Oh, shit, sorry.
So, in the conference room and the floor area, you guys actually managed to find that it seems like some of the matting on the floor had been moved. And removing that, there is a secret trap door.
There's always a secret trap door.
In conference room.
Secret door, secret door, secret door.
So, secret trap door.
I'm going to open it.
BTB opens it.
Oh my god.
I want to open it trapped. Slow. I want to make it just like kind of creaky. Like, just be like, hey guys, this is D&D.
So you open it up and you then start to hear strange noises coming from down below. You can't quite tell what the noises are.
They sound like that. And by that I mean Tristan.
They don't sound like the Phoenix noises.
I'm not fucking doing that shit again.
give me some onomatopoeia for me.
Some onomatopoeia? It's sort of a, like... Grash.
Grash. Oh, what the fuck?
Grash.
Giant.
Is that like machinery?
Yeah. Those,
Wait.
Wait.
I'm going to be real sneaky and start going down.
Okay, Sato's going to be sneaky, start going down.
A slippery piston.
I'm also going to try to... check and avoid any traps if there are any. So I check for traps.
Roll perception.
Perceive.
Perceive.
What do you see with your elven eyes?
16.
16? Okay. 16 traps. No traps.
I'm still going to be sneaky.
Yeah, I'll sneak it down. Second.
I'm not sneaky, so I'm going to stand up.
So sneak your way down.
I guess I'll sneak too.
It'll be non-natural 20.
Non-natural 20? Okay. And,
18 for me being stealthy.
Okay.
And then Fen hanging out at the top of the stairs.
Yep.
Oh, Fen, you're not going to come down?
She's scared of being chunka-chunka.
Oh, man, that's fine.
Roll disadvantage.
That's a 7.
7?
Yeah.
All right. So...
Did you really think it was going to be good?
So you guys are, like, climbing your way down... Pretty stealthily, and then, like, you guys are all at the bottom, and then you guys start to hear the, like, clattering of metal. The
at least time your, like, chunka-chunkas with, like, whatever this noise is that seems to be repetitive.
As you guys get down and you turn around, you see that you're actually in what, at one point, probably was a pretty nice basement, and then one of the walls is just blown out, and you can see this huge piece of pneumatic equipment in the wall. Then there are also tunnels from the other two walls that are going in a good portion, like deep enough that looking you can't see the end of them. You also notice on the floor in here a pile of ash surrounded by a few phoenix feathers.
I'm taking those goddamn phoenix feathers.
So it's plus 3 of them?
Yeah.
Goddamn. So you have 17 now?
17.
Does this ash show any direction? Like they were dragged or like moved? Like
no.
Or it's reborn? Just
a pile of ash.
Okay. Is it near any one of the tunnels more than the other?
No, it's... Actually, it's kind of near the pneumatic equipment.
Okay, that's the way I think we should go then.
Can I scoop up the ash as much as I can?
Yes, you can.
For science?
Question...
What do you have to contain the ash? Because
pour out your water, skin.
Already empty because I.
Well, no. He has the. He should have like at least 2 bottles for your health potions. You should have like 2 empty bottles.
This is not a small amount of ash. This is a large pile of ash.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
as much as he can get. Though.
I have a backpack.
He's just pouring in the backpack. No, but you should have at least like.
I can try putting in the water skin.
Man, water gonna taste shitty later.
There's nothing in the water skin. I drank
but
everything.
Later.
Oh, I can wash it out.
You'll forget.
It'll be ashy flavored vodka.
So you're going to just start like shoving ash into a water skin?
I mean, if anyone else, anybody else, bad English, unless anybody else has.
You have the healing
it's
potion vials.
What you want to do.
Yeah, whatever
so
you
want
to do.
The healing potion vials I stole from the crypt.
What
you,
I have.
You should still have empty bottles.
Oh, I do?
What I have is
unless
a desire
you
for
away,
this to end. Like,
yeah,
do
basically.
It.
So I guess just take the ash or let's move on.
Yeah.
The potion bottles.
Something.
Potion bottles. Let's do that. Fuck it.
Okay, so you have two potion bottles worth of ash.
Okay, whatever.
And it says, Pikachu, I juicy.
Shut up, Ash!
How close are we to one of the ritual sites for the bones that I would know of? Because we went to, all of them.
True.
Or, are we close to any is what I'm asking. Sorry.
This is actually within range of two of them, yes.
Okay. And how many tunnels are there?
There is the one that's being dug out right now, and then the one on the... There are two walls with one in each of the walls.
Okay.
So I guess I'll go first, and I'll ask Sato to...
Pick a tunnel.
Join. Oh, there's two tunnels?
Any tunnel.
Oh, we just established that.
Yeah. Yes. I kind of blacked out.
There's two tunnels, and then one being dug out by pneumatic equipment as we speak.
As we're talking.
Yes, sir.
Roll a perception check for me.
Pick a hot tunnel. Just make one, please.
It's a 17 for starters. Plus 3, 18, 19, 20.
You also smell just faintly the smell of rotten egg.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like a sex thing for you? Like, oh, yeah. I know what that means.
What does that mean?
It's very faint, but coming from the direction of the digging equipment.
So I guess I'll maneuver that way, point to Fen, and motion her to come join me.
Clank, 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 clank.
Shh. Shh. Gotta be cool.
What?
What was that?
Yeah.
What?
Did somebody say chocolate?
Okay.
You're welcome. Okay. Are we going? We're going down to the...
Well, when you're at bed.
Well, you guys are right next to the
we're going.
Digging equipment.
I don't know if these guys
I'll let
are
these
going.
Two investigate the digging equipment first, and then... We can make a decision from there.
Yeah, split the party. Oh, we're investigating the digging equipment.
Not yes.
So that's what he was doing.
Okay.
Motion to use. So
cool.
I'm assuming you're both doing it.
So okay. Roll a just perception check and see if you can smell anything, Fen.
Sniff. Probably not. That's a 2.
That's a 2?
Yep.
Yes, you don't smell anything. You're just like, what?
Just smells like air.
You're like,
you
it smells
about?
Like everything else in this town.
Yeah.
If I see her sniffing, would it be reasonable for me to sniff?
Yeah.
Unless you think it's my sniffy sense.
16.
16?
You smell rotten eggs.
I look at Ariel and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You're like, bros, come get it on this. It's not funny. This is a serious thing. Please stop.
The sound effect was so good. It was too real.
Oh my god. Okay.
So I'm like, ugh. I am gonna look at you and think that you've done something.
I can't believe you've done this.
I guess, can we touch the equipment? Or is it moving? It's just chilling.
It's moving.
Okay.
I'll also mention, it does not look like it's drilling or digging.
It's like an idol?
No. It's like pounding against the earth.
Okay.
I've seen one of those videos.
We're not talking about what Mafnar does in his spare time, okay?
Is there a way to shut it off?
How much does Ariel, the elven ranger that spends most of his time alone in the woods, know about machinery?
Enough to just grab a rock and just... Yeah.
I know a bit about machinery from stabbing almost
BTB
Steven
wood.
With it.
BTB wood.
I don't know that I want to turn it off.
But trust me.
It would alert our presence.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it can mask whatever sounds I make, so...
I'll still take a look just to know, possible I could turn it off. What is that? Investigation?
Knowledge?
Knowledge meaning?
General knowledge, history maybe.
Okay.
Just bash it with my sword.
19.
So, looking over it, you see a way that you could turn it off as it's intended to. You also see a way that would be pretty easy to, destroy the gear mechanisms that make it work.
Ooh, I like that way. I'll note that and tell them.
Okay.
I'll only tell them how to jam the gear, not how to properly turn it off.
Okay.
Because I want it to be destroyed if we need to.
That's fair.
Perfect. So does the party decide to go down one of the tunnels, or what are you doing now?
Left or right?
Right.
Right.
Left.
You just want to be contrary.
Oh, I thought you were like, I thought you like had a die in your hand, and you're like, that's the right one. Like, I didn't know what you were doing.
No, it's one of those things where like you hold something behind your back, and you're like, left or right? That's what I was doing.
But yeah, they were both like, you never opened your hands.
I did! I mean,
there was nothing in them. That's not how the game is played. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Josh, shut the fuck up.
I had a like 100% chance of winning alone if it was left. But it was neither. So we stand still. Okay, I guess we're going right.
Okay.
Alright, so the party is going down the tunnel to the right.
Mm-hmm.
It goes for about 100 feet before it makes a sharp left turn and begins to descend downward.
Oh, hell.
Like a wheelchair ramp or stairs?
Like wheelchair ramp, but steep enough that you wouldn't want to take the wheelchair down it.
Ooh, okay.
So, like, if you get going too fast, you're going to, like, have to start running. And you can't stop yourself without just tumbling.
Okay.
Ariel, would you be able to tell, based on where we are, like, where we are in the town?
I probably have to roll.
You would. It would be a survival check.
Survival check? Okay.
Get going.
Because I don't know enough about Ranger. The town to do that.
That's a nat one.
Yeah, so never mind.
You're underground, you have no idea.
Survival. You got this if you want. I got plus. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, you don't have
to. You don't, yeah, you don't have to.
Nah. I'll be like.
I use mine because so I was saving a gnome from a
that's not
building.
Your forte. You're a tree boy, not a dirt boy, so.
You're just a tree tell boy, me. Not a dirt boy.
Start looking for roots.
Is there any difference, really?
So, as the party descends down the. Like the ramp, the dirt itself is becoming looser and less packed, like it hasn't been traveled as much before it just gets to a point where it starts to go and causes you all to slide. It brings you down further and further until you hit the ground and kind of tumble, and it starts to glow with magma again.
Crap. What's shit. The ground?
The tunnel in front of you, there's about 20 feet before it opens up into another chamber where you definitely see magma.
Okay.
I'm gonna sneak my way over to the entrance of that little place.
Okay. Roll a stealth check, first of all.
It's 19.
Yeah.
19, so you stealth your way over.
It's and a million?
Looking around the room quickly, you notice a few different things. One of the phoenixes is in here flying around, and right now there are five or six Eyes of the Dragon with bows that are just taking pot shots at it and laughing.
Oh.
That's so mean!
I mean, total dick. Comeback.
Can I still see that?
Dick move!
You haven't moved up yet, so you can't quite
see. Yeah, no,
see
he's
it.
The only one who's seeing okay, it. We're still never back. Mind,
give mind. Me some airplane signals, like...
You have to describe what you're doing. You can't just do it.
Okay, so I'm gonna
just do it. Let's make this a visual medium.
I'm gonna motion back to BTB. Like make a bow motion, and then I'll start making like a flapping motion, and then point in there.
You want me to shoot something?
I guess I just.
I'm gonna just point to myself. And then point, make a bow, and then just be like, fuck yeah. Like, rocket one off.
I just cover my face, and then I
and
just...
And minor illusion, it happens. Like, but damn. Like, yeah, bitch, I'm good with a bow.
I just sneak back over, and I just explain what's going on. There are Eyes of the Dragon in the chamber ahead, taking pot shots with a bow at
a
phoenix.
Fuck them, let's go fuck them up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Is there another exit?
I was more focused on the...
Okay, that's fair.
The people.
Plan ahead, I mean, come on.
Oh, that's...
Not our stop.
Okay.
That's just fucking
I tried this time, alright? I tried.
You still may when you get up to the door, like,
that's
check
true.
That out.
Yeah.
Alright. So, is the party just going to rush in on this one, or what you guys...
Sneak attack.
We could at least, like, get to the doorway and, you know, blast some shit off.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are they, like, all in a general, like...
Chamber.
They're like, scattered chamber. Around okay. the chamber, and the chamber has quite a few pools of just magma.
Liquid hot magma.
Here's...
Liquid hot
here's the plan.
Magma.
Hot. Let's try to sneak our way to the opening, and we're all going to use some form of ranged attack, and we get at least two people.
That we way take cover gone. And just pick them off one by one.
Get them away from
quiet.
That sharp, hot beak.
Sharp top.
Sharp top beak.
Sharp top.
Sh- shark.
Okay.
Shut up.
I like that plan. That's a good plan.
Yeah,
let's do
I'm
that
ready
plan.
To blast some.
I'm ready to and, fuck shit up.
I'm ready to roll some goddamn dice.
Before we go into the area, I want to like look back in. Are they all focused in one singular direction? Like, is the bird on the far end of the chamber from us?
It's in the top flying
it's
around.
I know it's circling around, but is it on the other end circling?
No. Or like, is it closer it's to sporadically us? Okay. Flying around the chamber, trying not to get hit by arrows. And okay. There were the like six in the chamber. Like, they're just standing around, like doing other things, but occasionally being like and taking a pot shot just at it. They're all not right. really trying to hit it, but.
Well, then we're all ready, I guess.
Okay, so everybody sneaks up. Yeah. It's ready. What are each of you doing?
BTD. I'm gonna... Oh. I'm sorry. Don't you dare give me that look.
I will... I'll just shoot a firebolt at somebody.
Shoot a firebolt at somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which of the somebodies? Because there's a dragonborn in there, three humans, and then a couple elves.
One of the humans are the elves. Let's call it... we have elves with us. Let's call it human.
Human? Okay.
Try to be
Ariel
cool with everyone.
He's half human.
Like, hey, you guys take that one first.
You guys aren't really coordinating who you're hitting right now, so.
Well, no, this is all my own thoughts.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah.
I'm gonna take a shot at an elf.
At one of the elves. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll shoot at an elf too.
Man.
Okay.
Ain't too proud of
it. I'm casting bless on them.
Casting bless. Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't have any range, so.
Yes.
Also, spell y'all time. Suck.
You've been blessed.
All right, let me get attacks Aww, with advantage
blessed.
For
yeah, hashtag blessed.
All three of you that are attacking.
I hit, but do I crit? No. Right. So.
BTB, what'd you get to hit?
Oh.
No. I got a 23.
Okay, you hit, and what was your damage?
It's a d10, correct?
Yes.
That is an 8.
8? Okay. And for Ariel?
That's a 22 to hit.
You hit?
It's a 7 plus 3, 8,
9, 10. Oh.
10?
10
damage.
10 damage.
I also have a 22 to hit.
Which hits?
And my short bow will deal 9 damage.
Wait.
And you are a rogue, and thus you have sneak attack.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Because they are unaware, and you have advantage to hit them.
Cool.
Does it only work?
And that'll be 11 damage total then.
11 damage total? Okay.
I have a question about Bless.
Okay.
This is whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number roll to the attack roll. Does it only work once?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Also, okay. Instead of advantage, we should have rolled a d4.
You would still have advantage. You just get an additional d4
oh, the
advantage
is because they don't know we're there.
Yes.
Yeah, we got the surprise attack.
Yeah.
But the d4
so the
is just to add to hit.
Roll
yeah.
or
the
d4 throw.
Means that your firebolt okay. now also does radiant damage. Because it's blessed.
No, the d4 was to the attack roll.
Yeah,
not to
no.
the damage.
Oh, it's to the attack roll?
It's not to damage. It's
yeah.
to the attack
so,
roll
just
or a saving
okay.
throw.
Just then, guides it in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah, in this case, then your aim was divinely blessed, but you all hit anyway, so.
Yeah.
Well, it lasts
awesome.
For up to a minute.
Cool.
So.
It's the first attack they make, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. With Bless, it just triggers.
It's a concentration spell, though.
Trigger.
Right, because you have to concentrate until it activates.
Okay.
Home.
I didn't know that.
Now you do.
For science.
And knowing it's half the battle.
It all hits, which is the important part. And it was 10 damage.
8.
8 damage, and then it was 11 and 11.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Wait.
So...
I think his
no,
is
I
10.
Think that was 10. Oh. Yeah, I think it was 10.
10, 11.
10 and 11.
8, 10, 11. Okay. So,
wait.
The firebolt and then the couple of arrows both fly into the room. The firebolt impacts onto one of the humans that's
human.
By the...
Human music.
By one of the pits of magma. And the human, like, staggers back with a little bit of pain and...
Oh, it's a little bit of pain.
Manages to just barely catch himself, like, on the edge of the pit of magma as, like, his foot slips a little bit. And he's like, whoa, whoa! And back onto the ground. Then the two arrows fly out. They were attacking the two elves.
Mm-hmm.
So one goes out, the arrow impacts, and the elf just kind of, like, drops down to a knee and starts looking around of, like, what the hell just happened, thinking he maybe got hit from, like, one of the pot shots coming back down. And then the other elf with the 11, actually, it hits that one in the neck, and they just fall and plump right into the magma and start to slowly sink.
Ooh. Oh, it fucking stinks in here.
Ooh, nice and stealthy.
All that burnt hair and shit. Yeah.
But at that point, the two that got hit are like, we're under attack! And everyone starts to look around. Roll initiative.
Yes. Okay.
I'm gonna
enjoy the hell out of that one.
All right, so BTB, what did you get?
20.
All right, and Ariel?
I got a 4.
Okay.
So, I rolled myself a crit, so 24 for me.
All right, and Fen?
19.
Okay.
So. I still go third. I still rolled really high.
You're like,
still
yeah, go third. Fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe fourth. First time I'm dead last.
Listen.
You know how the fool rolls.
I know.
So that means our initiative order is going to be Sada with a 24, BTB with a 20, Fen with 19, and then they are going to get to go with an 18, yes, followed by yes, Ariel with a 4.
Hell yeah.
All right, so Sada, you get one more move. And,
awesome.
They are currently looking around, but they will know where you are relatively soon.
The one elf that I saw that got shot, I'm going to shoot him too.
You can shoot him again?
Yep.
All right.
And it's going to be a 17 to hit.
You hit.
Cool. And that's going to be 10 damage.
10 damage? Okay, so that Max arrow that arrow flies true, impacts in the chest, and that person, that was the one that was like yelling out, we're definitely under attack, and then the another arrow comes and just thump and crumples to the hot ground. At that point, it's BTB's turn, unless Sada would like to move or anything like that.
I'm just going to move a little bit back, kind of like hug
like
against
back
the,
into the tunnel a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, hug the entrance of the tunnel so I'm more covered by it.
Okay. BTB?
Saunter in a little bit.
Saunter into the tunnel a little bit, just like, that's right, I am here. Like,
shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
I'm here to fuck bitches.
My magma homie, he's probably not looking too good.
The one that was right next to it? No, yeah. He's not looking great.
I'm going to do magic missile and do 2 on one dragonborn and 1 on that guy.
2 on the dragonborn and 1 on that guy?
Yeah.
All right.
So the dragonborn ones will do 8.
Okay.
And then the other dude is 4.
The other dude is 4? Okay, so the one that you would hit with the fireball, the magic missile impacts into him, and since that was the one that almost tripped into the magma, immediately just thunk into the magma and starts to scream a little bit before all that air just evaporates.
I'm gonna say spicy.
For the dragonborn like turned with this actually really giant looking bow and begins to draw, and then gets 2 hits in the chest, kind of staggering him back a little bit, and then looks right at you and starts to draw again.
Saunter backwards.
Fen. Saunter backwards a little bit. Like, okay, yeah, let me move away. Yep. Fen, you're up.
How big is the tunnel that we're standing in front of?
So the tunnel that you guys are inside of right now is about 10 feet wide.
Okay.
Beyond that, the chamber is actually rather large. It's a 60-foot diameter chamber.
Can I walk, like, I'll say, like, how far is the closest person to me?
The closest person is about 30 feet from you.
Okay, so I'd like to walk about 10 feet, and then I'm going to take my katana out and my shield out. And okay. I'm just going to, like, defensive stance. I can't really do much else.
Okay, I mean, you could potentially run all the way up and hit him.
I know.
Okay.
I'm trying to be tactful, I
tactical.
Guess. Tactical, that's the word I'm looking
okay.
for.
Do you want to ready an action?
Oh, yeah, can I do that? That
yes.
Dodge action.
Yeah,
or the
right.
attack if they like walk up on her or something. Yeah. Even though they're doing range stuff, but
you won't be able to take a defensive posture if you want to ready in action.
That's true.
That's true, but I still have the shield out, so my AC is pretty high.
Right.
Yeah, so I would like to ready in action. If anyone gets within swinging distance from me, I would like to hit them.
Okay. If anyone gets within swinging distance, you want to hit them. Got
yes.
it. It is now their turn, so
this is why we
need
a hook shot.
Dragonborn with the giant bow levels an arrow at BTB and looses. And it flies just completely off to the left and then impacts into one of the pools of magma.
He's afraid of me.
And burns.
Nerd!
The other two humans both take bows and level them towards the tunnel, and one of them tries to hit Sato, and the other one tries to hit Ariel. So, granting you 3/4 cover, which means you get a +5 to AC, it's still a 22 to hit.
+5?
That's a yes. 21.
Yeah, it'll hit.
Okay. And then Ariel, it's a 9 to hit for you.
No.
Even with your low AC.
Even with my
Oh my AC. God, did you ever so, go yeah, get your armor?
Yeah, I got it back.
Okay, good.
7 piercing damage for Sato. That guy has a really good aim.
All right.
And that is the three of them that are currently alive still. So, Ariel, now you're up.
I guess I notch an arrow and I fire at the one that tried to shoot me.
Okay.
It's a 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 to hit.
16 to hit will hit.
Ooh.
And roll your damage.
It's the diamond bitch.
Yes.
The diamond bitch.
2, 3, 4, 5 damage.
5 damage. Okay. And does that end your turn? Would you like to move into the tunnel, move further into
No, I'm staying in the damn tunnel.
Okay. And Sato, back around to you then.
I'm going to take a shot at the... why not? The same one that Ariel just shot.
Okay. Roll to hit.
That's going to be a 23 to hit.
23 will hit.
Jesus Christ.
For 8 damage.
All right. And that arrow flies and impacts into the chest. And again, this one crumples down to the ground, kind of writhing around, definitely out of the fight.
And then back into the tunnel again.
Okay. BTB.
Keeping that 3/4 cover.
How many homies are left?
There is currently one human that is unhurt and the dragonborn that, I mean, is still up.
How big is the circumference of this chamber?
The circumference? I'm not sure. It's a 60 diameter. Diameter is the full, like,
yeah,
if you draw a line from one edge.
What the fuck diameter is? You know what I mean. Okay, anyway, you answer my question. So, I'm going to cast Sleep to where it will only affect the Dragonborn.
Only the Dragonborn?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not near any liquid hot magma, is he?
He is not.
Magma. Yeah, hot I just want to make sure he doesn't be like, oh god, I'm falling asleep. That's not what I want.
Fall asleep.
Put him to sleep to immediately magma. Have him wake the fuck back up on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, roll...
22.
And he falls asleep really fast, just like, nods head, falls to the ground and curls up a little bit and just...
Aw, he's so cute.
And after I do that, I immediately, as my bono, suck in my sorcery points and convert them into a dirty spell slot.
Okay. Sorcery points turned into a dirty spell slot. Fen, you're up.
There's one other person, right? Other
yeah,
than the
yeah
person?
There's a human.
Yes, there's unhit. One human left.
How far
Go
is he away
his
from
ass.
Me?
He was the one that was 30 feet away from you originally, so you moved up... 10 feet, so he's 20 feet away from you.
Go gut his ass.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting the shield back, and I'm double-handing my katana.
Okay.
Stab.
Two hands.
So, run up, and you stab go for it. Your stab, so.
Do it.
Do it. 17.
You hit.
Sweet.
So close to 10.
11.
11. All right. So... How do you want to do this?
Yeah! Quick and easy,
it's
guys.
It's literally one of those things where I want to, like see that the Dragonborn fell asleep, and then I'm just going to be like, put my shield back, and then just run at the fucking guy, stab him, and then that's it. Like,
so you just run, you bring it down so that it's all of your weight behind mm-hmm. the blade. You just run directly at the guy who's just like, trying to think of a way to dodge his back's to magma right now, and it's just, and run him through.
Mm-hmm.
The background behind you just turns into horizontal lines.
And so, yeah, just, you have him fully impaled on it, and... The guy just looking at you, like, still holding an arrow in his hand.
Give him a kiss.
And he tries to, like...
That's you, that's not me.
He tries to just, like, lazily stab at you with his arrow before just going limp on your katana.
Kick him in the lava.
Yeah, I literally want to just kick him off
just, like,
my katana.
Spartan kick that just, like, shit, boy.
Just, like, push, and yeah. Let him fall backwards into the lava. All right. So the body just and slowly gets enveloped by that magma.
Gross.
Oh, God, it fucking reeks in here. Is there any ventilation?
Yeah, you have some.
Woof. I'm the only vent in here?
Yes. You're the only vent in this room.
I'm immediately going to take a bunch of my rope and go tie up our dragonborn buddy.
Yeah, I was going to just basically disarm him.
Well, that too.
Well, I mean, I was going to disarm him in preparation for someone else to tie him up.
I'm going
to
go and try to tame the phoenix, or at least show him the way out.
Okay, I mean, the phoenix is still, like, freaking out up above, flying around, so roll a handle animal check.
Go like this.
It's a 17, 18, 19, 20.
20? Nice. Okay, so, like, you do some phoenix calls. You want to show us what that was again?
Do you remember?
Scraw.
Go ahead.
Just do loving ones, though, like sweet ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, do sweet ones.
Show us the mating call of the phoenix.
Well, don't fuck it. Not like this. Just a little...
Says the person who fucks everything.
I'm gonna fuck a bird.
I draw the line.
The opportunity to? If it was an Eric Cochran, maybe. I'll fuck anything bipedal. How about that? Bears get up there, though. I don't know.
What kind of bear are you talking about?
It's just ones that can stand. I don't know.
Okay.
An owlbear.
It's like if you can stand, you can get it.
Come get some.
Do it.
Don't you fucking...
Do it.
When you guys stare at me, I feel like I'm gonna fuck shit up.
Do it. There you go.
I'm gonna go. Right.
And
what
so,
is that noise?
It flies down and lands and just kind of starts looking at you and calms down a little bit, and you kind of show it the path that gives it the way out.
And quick, put it in the chrysalis!
Phoenix, I choose you!
Starts to fly that direction and, like, up the tunnel.
Nope.
Well, that's one. Yeah.
How many were there, Ariel?
Four,
yeah.
Asking so, Ariel.
Three to go.
I know.
I was saying in case
but
Tristan
teacher,
didn't
I knew the question.
Yeah, I didn't. Are there any well,
let's,
feathers, by the
let's
way?
Let's leave this dragonborn guy asleep and let's just drag him with.
It's only a minute.
Oh, then he's probably awake now.
You got about, like, 20 seconds left at this point.
It's just enough to tie him up, basically.
Gag
okay,
him.
I'm gonna... I want to roll him onto his stomach and okay. Then, like, push him just... like about yay far, about good 4 inches from his face touching magma. So that's the first thing he wakes
okay.
up to.
Hi, dick.
So he wakes up and just like, oh, joyous. Joyous day.
And as soon as I know he's awake, I'm like, okay, I need a lot of information.
Yeah, like what kind of information? The kind what? That doesn't get me burned in magma.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we need to know what your operations are at the time being, and when are you executing your plans?
Also, where the other phoenixes are.
That too.
Well, as far as I know, two of them are dead.
The phoenixes?
Yeah.
You're a real dumbass, aren't you?
Fuck, dude!
They don't die. No, it's not impossible.
Look, man, I've never dealt with phoenixes before.
Wait, is that what that pile of ash was?
Boom! Look at me like I'm a dumbass trying to pick up that ash, boy.
You could have just slowed him.
Josh!
That was out of game.
Just so random. You go in and out of Flava Flav. I don't know if you're going to stick with it or not.
What up, bitch?
Just put a goddamn clock on if you want to. I don't care. Just do something.
That was just Demi. Okay.
So.
Thanks, bud.
Two of them are dead.
Dead.
Yeah. The other is...
Down the other tunnel, working the machine, I'd assume.
How does a phoenix work a machine?
Do they have...
Gives off heat, helps make steam.
Dude, you could light a fucking fire, you dickhead. Even yeah. I'm not that cruel. God.
Yeah, but we kind of needed the giant's cooperation, and, well, he loves his phoenixes.
So you decided to piss him off for cooperation.
Yeah.
Good idea for you. He's totally not going to get back at you.
Well, I mean, if he wants his phoenixes back alive.
Well.
Anyway.
It's not like being dead is an issue anyways.
Yeah, right.
They're phoenixes.
I mean, we could also take him out to the ocean and drown him, and that'll actually kill him forever.
Wow! But... Okay, what the fuck, dude?
What color is this dude?
Oh my god.
He's gold.
Just wondering.
Oh, fucking... Don't look at me like that, okay?
Just wondering. I'm just being...
Racist prick.
Racist against, like, chromatic scales.
I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that all Dragonborns aren't equal. I'm just saying that, you know, bronze is better.
Basically.
So, when are you guys going to go after the, bones of the dragon? Because we know that that's what you're doing. Because you did that in a previous town.
Yeah, you know. I don't really know that part.
You sure?
Yeah.
Absolutely sure, and I put, like, my foot on the back of his head.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Yep.
And
13 insight.
13 insight? I mean, he's holding something back, but you can't
quite tell. Might not be this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna push his face a little bit closer and start getting enough heat to, like, make some serious sweat roll off him.
Your understanding of Dragonborn is flawed.
Yeah.
If hey, he still goes full into the quick. Whole thing.
My shield?
I'll give it back.
Okay. I'm gonna hand it to him.
Take a little scoop, put it right on his dick.
He's on his stomach, though.
He's
on his stomach.
He's on his stomach.
It'll drip down to dick. I'll put it on his ass.
Alright.
What the fuck?
He starts screaming, and hold up.
This isn't a whole lot. It's just a scooper.
God damn.
Not a whole shield.
I just got it, scooper. Though, so please, you know, be nice to it.
I shake it off.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no, your shield is a wooden or metal?
It was a metal, metal shield.
It's a metal.
It's metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of dip the edge in to get a little
longer. I'll let it slide this time. Okay. He passes out.
Nice. Wuss.
What a bitch.
Well,
can I...
that was useless.
Yeah, right? Can I try to medicine check him to see if I can wake him up again? Or...
with slaps?
I'm not using any healing on him.
Yeah, go ahead and... make your medicine check.
Horrible. That's cool. Whatever, guys. Yep. Yep.
What'd you get?
I got 5.
Okay.
He's burning.
He's dead.
God damn it. Well, I'm gonna...
I just grab
his whole body and just fucking thrust it into the magma like, God damn
before
it.
Before he throws it in, I'm recovering my rope.
Okay.
I just so see the whole body like, go limp. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, damn so it. she's I'm over there. She's like trying to figure out, like, is he okay? How do I wake him up? And then she like feels for his pulse and's like,
oh, yeah, no, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
No, I just watched the body go limp and I just start undoing the rope. I'm like, God damn it.
We're so bad at torturing people.
You know, paladins, maybe torture isn't the greatest thing to
That's
do.
That's why I just kill them.
I'll give him a good night, sweet prince, and then roll him in.
Good night, sweet prince. Kersplash.
Well, we're done with this one.
I guess, you know.
Like, oh god, he was fat. I need to work out.
By the way, what was that heavy bow that he had?
That heavy bow that he had is made out of some very strong material. It requires a +3 strength to even draw.
Oh.
It's a big Can boy. I get in on that?
But it does a d10.
I want the bow.
You want the bow?
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. Are
I have a
you,
+3 to strength.
Are you proficient in...
I'm
you're
proficient
a paladin, so
yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Well, I don't think the three of us can even wield it, so...
Nah.
So yeah, desire. It does a d10 damage.
Fuck yeah.
Its range, however, is 60, 80. Yeah.
Did any of the other people that didn't land in the lava happen to have a longbow?
Any of them? Yes.
Cool. I will grab one for myself.
Okay.
Are there any phoenix feathers...
in here? No.
Damn it. Okay. Never mind. I'm getting those motherfucking grenades.
Yeah, you
one
are.
One way or another. I'm getting those bitches.
Do you think I could go with you when you give them to her?
Do I know my spoon is mithril?
Do you? Oh, yeah. Sorry. You do know why I'm doing that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Does that make it, like, impervious to anything?
Mithril withstands a lot and is very light. You are unsure, you know, you don't really know what will destroy mithril and what won't.
Okay.
I mean, you could try and, like, spoon-feed someone magma with it, but...
Well, it'll probably heat up in my hand, I would assume, too.
Probably. Metal conducts heat, so...
Yeah. Yeah,
I was thinking about, like, just, like, dipping the edge in the magma just to see what happens.
You can do that.
Yeah, but... Nah.
Now
I've got other
nah.
shit to do.
Okay. Yeah, take care of these phoenixes.
Okay.
So, you guys need to... You guys climb your way out of this chamber and back up that kind of ramp. And it's difficult to climb, but you guys make it after about 10 minutes of going up a little bit, sliding back down, going up a little bit, sliding back down. You make it back up to the top and into the chamber with the pneumatic equipment and then the other tunnel on the opposite side. You notice that there are a lot of scratch and scorch marks right around where the trapdoor was up at the top, and that there's a phoenix feather at the base of the ladder.
I'm taking that.
Shit, so you released that one and he couldn't get out, and then they killed it?
There's a phoenix feather, not a pile of ash.
Yeah.
What it ended up doing is it ended up attacking the trapdoor and totally fucking it up.
Holy shit! Red Rufin is going fucking wild up there right now.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, you actually hear a lot of like screaming and stuff like that, and some kind of guy. There's like some kind of guy like, just open the door, maybe it'll leave.
Like, where did it come from? Conference room B, those fucks!
I guess I'll try to like go up there and
tame.
Let it do its thing.
This was the original objective, anyways.
Yeah,
this totally screws over BTB's competition.
We're fine. Because
he's on the third floor and this shit's going down.
We're finding a different exit. We're not going
down. Okay.
So.
Let's go to the other tunnel.
Okay.
One thing that you will also notice is that the earth around the like digging equipment, whatever it is, has shifted down, and there is now a giant crack where this thing has been pounding against the wall.
There's still nobody in here attending to it?
Oh, also, you smell that. Everyone now definitely smells that rotten egg smell.
Is there
Turn it off.
Is there a metal rod or something that I can just jam into the gears?
There is.
Just a piece of scrap rod somewhere?
There is.
Cool. Can I just take it and jam it into the gear?
You can. I need to roll a percentage to see if something happens.
Oh, knee god.
Blow up in my face like all
R.I.P.
other...
97.
Ha!
On a D100.
Nothing happens.
So, as you jam the metal rod into the metal gears, sparks!
Oh.
A shit ton of gas ignites.
Oh.
That's what I was honestly thinking that smell was gonna be, but shit.
Didn't think about jamming a metal rod into a fucking gear machine, did ya?
Alright, this isn't your fault.
I didn't fucking do that.
Yeah, but you didn't tell us about any other way to shut it off.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't tell you to shut it off either.
So let me go ahead and get a dexterity saving throw from all four of you.
Suck my dick.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
19, 20, 21, 22. 23 for me.
23 here too.
Yeah, all right. 23 team. What did you get, 4?
I got 14.
Oh, okay.
14? Okay. So, unfortunately, Fen will take full damage, okay, and everyone else will take half damage.
Wait, what is it, though?
It's going to be fiery.
It's fire damage. Yeah, she still takes half.
Yeah, we still take half.
We're all taking half.
So if you would have saved, would you get nothing?
No, it halves the damage you take.
So you get quarter.
Yeah, half a half.
Jesus Christ, that's so many dice. Should've
picked the old Dragonborn.
So that's 25 damage that then gets halved.
That would've...
12?
Oh god, that would've made me unconscious immediately.
Yeah, 12.
Okay. Oh, that's half of my health. That's fine.
I fall down.
What?
I had
really?
Exactly 12 because homie took 6 earlier.
It just...
You
and as all of that
what was
gas
that
just
from? I don't remember.
Happens, but here's the bigger part.
No, wait.
It was the fall damage from the giant.
The fall damage. That's what
guys,
it was.
Guys, I want to listen to this.
Where the gas was escaping from, this giant pocket of sulfuric gas also ignites. And you hear a giant rumbling explosion that shakes all of the ground. And you then start to hear a huge commotion coming from the city above.
What did you do?
I cough a little soot into my hand and was like, I think I did something.
And that's where we'll end this episode of Character Flaw.
Oh my god.
Where can the people find you on social media, guys?
I'm happy with myself, actually.
Josh, where can the people find you?
Who fucking cares?
I'm at BT Balthazar on Twitter.
All right, Tristan?
At TristanDimitri7 on Twitter.
RC?
At the Cold Twat.
Demi?
I'm at Hemmendum.
And I, Charles, am at DapperJackal on Twitter. You can also find all of us on DapperJackal.com, where we have cast bios. We are releasing some world-building type of stuff. And make sure that you tune in next week to find out what the hell Sato just actually did. So we'll see you next week, guys.
I made a boom boom.
Bye.
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 Love you. Oh my god. Oh my god.